Hello all, welcome to Project 24. If you are just tuning in, if you're still listening to Project 24 after the tea time carryover into the Sonic Era because Dreadnoughts isn't there, because his car's broken down, because he's lame and everything bad happens to him whenever he tries to do a radio show. Hello to you as well. We'll be with you shortly. We're currently dealing with a house falling apart emergency. Not a big deal, apparently, but you've been ripping things out of my wall. Curse you, kids! Curse you! Anyway, we'll be with you shortly. But for now, here's Sir Nuts' remix of Sonic Triple Trouble. It's called New Ray of Light.
Thank you. Music. Radio Redux.
Are you ready?
Hello, happy people! Welcome to Archange UK's marvellous inter-radio station radio show! It's Radio Redux. Hello, I'm Archange UK. You may know me from such places as Sega and Sonic Rex and Summer of Sonic and here. I'm joined, as per usual, by my Sonic Rex cohort and fellow DJs on Radio Redux. That is Blake Draco.
Hello.
And Echo Hawk. And we'll be here for the next 1.5 hours. It's amazing. You finally get close enough for people to hear you, and then you answer. You answer with, like, the smallest little voice in the world. Yeah, but we're here. We're live on Sega Sonic Radio as part of Project 24, and we're also live on our normal slot of Radio Sega. Apparently, we have finally gone over. We've gone over the record that was previously held by T for about 10 minutes. So we have now got, like, 122 people or something at some point listening into us. So hello to all 122 of you. Welcome to Primetime Hour. I think they all want to win prizes and things. Prizes. Because radio shows mean prizes. If you say so, I guess. But yes, it is December. That means this is officially Christmas. Unless, you, of course, you're a member of the retail sector, in which case November is officially Christmas for you. And that's all the way through to at least January. Works. But yeah, and it's Christmas. We do actually have a theme on today's show. That's very unusual, I know. Apart from our theme being a deep appreciation for Mike Pollock, who spent most of Darkspeed's show saying how upset he was that he hadn't been to Summer of Sonic yet, very pointedly. to which end, I eventually just went to him on Facebook and just went, look, okay, get it. And we'll see about getting him the Summer of Sonic. I need the money first, though. So apart from that, which is why you had, at the beginning of the show, you had the various Dr. Eggman themes, and you were also... we're also talking about Christmas, and more specifically, your gaming memories at Christmas. Now, this could be when you got a certain game that you've been after. Maybe it was like, oh, it was Christmas and you got unwrapped and it was Sonic 3. Or maybe you unwrapped and it wasn't Sonic 3, it was, I don't know, Hello Kitty Island Adventure, which I doubt, yeah, if you were still after Sonic 3 at the time when Hello Kitty Island Adventure actually came out, well, more for you. It's very cheap, it's available in most places now. But except on iPod, I think. But if you had any stories like that, or there was a Christmas thing and you played some Sega games, or you met somebody famous who was Sonic and it was all pretty, or I don't know, you got a Mega Drive / Genesis, you got a Game Gear. We'll be asking these two their Christmas stories later, which I'm telling them now so they compare / make one up. As Echo for some reason tries to stick her foot up Blake's nostril. I don't know.
I do.
Right. Well, we did. Yeah, Resident SD explains that Mike Potts said he's waiting for a phone call to be invited to Summer Sonic at the same time AUK died from inside. Yes, it's just like nothing, like nothing another, I can do, it apparently another, pleases anyone.
Another redoer. Drop a name before.
Right. Anyway, so hello to everyone who's listening in. We're going to run down the names in the Sonic Stadium and Radio Sega chat room, because there are various people in different places. Now, somebody stole our gimmick earlier and running down JJ. He stole gimmick infringement. Went backwards. And although I can't match the wonderment of Mike Pollock doing the names with the equal wonderful dark speeds, we will do the same. Well, we'll go through these slightly smaller Radio Sega chats, who are all much loved, and we love the fact that you've joined us. I know the TSS chat room's like monstrous at the moment, but there we go. In Radio Sega, we have Zeba, Vija, Trekkie, Tabris, presumably also named Quarum, Sonic Mark, SJ, who is iced over Sawsaw, Silver Panda, and you'll notice a lot of pandas, by the way, as I go through this. Apparently, it's the word of the week in the chat rooms. Shadid, Ryo Nakage, Retrix, Mars Prar, Mihabri Nami, Empires, Inigo Venato, or sorry, I'm Panda Venato, Dar Pandian, but a tennis player, Blitz Chris, Spondy, Jay Zeech, the guilty party of gimmick infringementness, AUK, is apparently on SR and RS, Resident SD, Forever Panda, Trigon, Gavi, White Blaze, Voluptuous Spy. Every time I say voluptuous pie, if I say voluptuous spy, there should be like the rouge saxophone in the background when I say that, I think. Then you've got voice, Vija Panda. Vija's got different names in both chat rooms, oddly enough. Unless it's a false Vija. Vamp Panda, Trigon Trekkie, Tall Panda 91. Swiss, Spinder, Speedtrix, Sonic U Forever, Sonic Mark, Sonic AD, SJ's here as well, Silver Panda, Silver, Shadow Panda 04, Shadid, Saber Pilot, Ryuzuki, Ryo Nakage, who's got an extra dash, like they're going to add on Panda, presumably. Retrix, Resident SD, Ram the Panda, which sounds like very terrible instructions. I know they have trouble mating pandas, but to have such, you know, graphical instructions on it is a bit too much, I think.
I blame the WWF campaign.
Stand up for pandas. Nezu, Ms. McCookies, Miles Prow, Mika Pop. Is it 8 o'clock yet? Eldorg, Cammy, Jacob, GX, Guest 52421, Gary Effing OAGA, Forever Panda's here as well, Empire's on the Beat of the Panda Bonato, Dr. MK, Demex Dexing, who hasn't tuned in for AUK for a while, more for you. Darpandian, Dark Overlords. Crikey, Daizuku, Concord Panda, Choco Panda, Beamanda, Blasted Panda, Batty Panda, Alex 2 Beta, Unscore Spondy, Turbo, Iceman, Gavi, AUK, MK, Jay-Z, Blitzkris, Rory, and Chanbot, who is neither panda nor polar bear. Dear God Almighty. Hello to everyone. Yes, please PM me all your stories regarding pandas. Regarding Christmas, your experiences at Christmas. Because we all know that unless you tell me the stories, the show's not going to go anywhere. So let's get on with it. But it's been a busy week over here in the UK, mainly the fact that we had lots of ice and snow descend upon us, and then the country froze. It stopped. It ground to a standstill. We suck with winter. That's because we don't really have it that much. That winter. Well, we, you know, suck with most things. Apparently that's what fever brought. Ooh. Never mind. Never says, remember when I sent in 50 questions? Yes, we went through those, I think. For about 5 weeks, didn't we? Apparently, Doug Overall says no U-grounds were stands, so most of the northwest of England got on fine. Hey, I tried to get to work on both Wednesday and Friday and could not. It wasn't for lack of trying or freezing my various limbs off. There'll be lots of snow. Echo made the world's smallest snowman.
Which then got buried.
Which then got buried by the snow. Oh, he's upset. Redundant snowman. Decided to announce my snowman. But we... It's not like we've announced snowman. It's like some sort of special ball and you have to announce him. Mr. and Mrs. Snowman entered today. But of course other people maybe not have had that much snow, but it certainly brought the feeling of winter to mind. The feeling of, oh dear God, am I going to slip over as I go around this corner? You get to that stage of like ice that's melting and therefore is like slippery times two. Slippery in two ways. Well, the entire thing just sort of move underneath your foot. You're walking in a straight line, and all of a sudden you're starting to magically slide over into the road as cars are coming. That kind of weather. But yes, please indeed send us those stories. We'll be going through those later in the show. We've had all sorts of shows already on Project 24. Obviously, I've already mentioned Tea Time and the Mike Pollock / Darkspeeds Hour of American-Australian wonderment.
Everything but Britain.
Although, actually, the Darkspeeds got on Concord, I think it was. He was obviously from the UK.
Why would
he
get on Concord?
No. On the range, not physically on top of them, unless they were trying to make some sort of terrible pyramid of limbs with the voice of Dr. Eggman issuing forth from it. Now we will do something in a pike position. And we're going to have another song. And then we'll be back, whereupon these two are going to tell us all about them and the world of Sonic, because there's lots of Sonic stuff going on. Oh yes, most assuredly there's Sonic stuff everywhere. Okay. Here's Jun Snow with Ted Poley, Road to Win. We'll be back soon.
Take the fear.
You were just listening to Jin Sunue featuring Ted Poley with Road to Win. It's from the Works. Works album. We've got a few stories in. If you would also like, if you don't have any good stories regarding, you know, Christmas, how about what you would, if you'd like to PM me, double click on AUK and just let me know what you would like for Christmas. Is there anything specific you're hoping that Sega Claus will bring to you? I'm guessing it's not 800 copies of Storm Rose. T was desperately trying to get rid of a copy of Storm Rose earlier, I think. But if you are wondering what the pandas were about, Concord Panda, previously Concord Hedgehog, has actually explained to me the panda thing came from everyone making fun of Ken Penders and changing the name to Ken Pandas. So that became both the meme and mascot for Project 24, aka Panda 24, allegedly. But yes, if you're after something this Christmas, let us know. Who knows? Maybe I will give it to you. Depending upon what it is. Like, if it's a game that is old that I have. Yeah. Gary says, I'm actually tempted to give Storm Rise a go. Everyone keeps going on about it. Yeah, Storm Rise is actually... if you can get Storm Rise... If you can get your head around how Storm Rise works, it's a lovely little story. It's a lovely little story. I quite enjoyed it. I was more disappointed. I sort of got to a bit of a place where I got stuck and sort of never went back to it. But there was a story. I was really, really interested in finding out what happened in the story. Because it just seemed really good. And there seemed quite some good... Spinter's saying someone tell AK about the real origin, which means that somebody lied to me, which means they don't win anything. Ever. Everyone's arguing about whether or not I can have Blake for Christmas, which is somewhat worrying.
He's wanted.
He's wanted. People are arguing over him.
See, this is the kind of thing we used to do. In elementary school, or primary school for you guys, we would have this stuffed animal and a book to go with it. So everyone would take that home one day of the week, and then they'd bring it back, and the next person would take it home. So I think we should set up a Blake... System. Lending system.
Like a Blake library.
Something like that.
You know, you take him up to, you know, the desk, and then his arse is stamped with some rubber thing covered in ink, and then you have to bring him back by that date, otherwise you get fined. You have to take care of him, and he'll tell you stories every night. And every night he will save your life, and every night he will be with you.
Now people are accepting that there will be some gratuitous fines attached to it.
Yeah, why not?
Return him in time, or if he's damaged.
Yeah, if you damage him, then, you know,
you'll have to pay to replace him. You know,
you have to pay to replace him.
I'm still waiting for your bills.
What?
Damage me
enough. Yeah. Yeah. Echo currently owes about £7 million. I know, that's why I said £7 million.
I don't pay your foreign baloney.
You don't foreign. You live here. You live in the UK. Don't talk to me about foreign
baloney
stuff.
Baloney currency.
We don't have baloney in this country.
Yeah, I know. What up with
that? What up with having baloney?
Baloney's not bad. It's spam is pretty close to bologna, except spam's much saltier.
Fine, then take some spam, wash it under a tap for a while, and then cook it.
No, they soak the meat really thoroughly so that it's pretty much everlasting. So that's why it's different.
And that's why you use salt for preservatives, John. Right, so... Do either of you have any good Sega, Sonic, gaming in general Christmas stories?
No.
Not
me, Echo. Really,
no, it's amazing how many people went, this is a really good idea, it's a really good topic, and everybody did not tell me a story.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a really good.
It's not my fault.
That's very selfish of you. You should have known this in advance that I was going to look at this. Anyway, can you keep PM, if you've got a story, PM it to me. In the chat room. But okay, how about what would you two like for Christmas? We'll start with Echo, I think, because Blake started giggling. So.
Well, ever since I was a little girl, I'm still looking for that horse.
You want a pony, huh?
I would like.
But you've got like 140 or something on that virtual game of yours. 173 virtual horses on this horse game of yours.
Not a very good.
Which you've actually applied for a job for now, haven't you?
Yes.
After much
hesitation.
Echo's applied for a job on this horse game website. Basically community management stuff, which would be quite funny.
But it'd be in Paris too, which would be even more interesting. So
yeah, Echo having to go to Paris every day. Or every other day.
Sleep on the streets of Penn. Curl up to the Eiffel Tower and fluff my head on the whatever brothel.
Fluff your head on a brothel.
I don't know. There's
do you know what a brothel is?
Well, they have brothels in Paris.
Yes. Do you know what a brothel is?
Yes.
Number one, it's being a physical structure. It wouldn't be very nice to rest your head on it. Number two, fluffing your head. A brothel. It would be very interesting terminology for something.
I'm sure they'd just look at me funny because I'm a big dumb American anyway. They were going to teach me French.
Yeah.
That'll suck.
Echo speaking French.
It's violating my American genes.
It's violating her American genes.
Even though they gave you the Eiffel
Tower. They gave you the Statue of Liberty.
And then we kind of went, it's a bit shit, but alright.
No, actually they did. She's right, they did. They actually sort of was like, oh yeah, right.
Is that why it sounds like
it's miles away? But yeah, it's alright.
Even there.
It was kind of a goodwill thing.
The symbol of friendship.
A symbol of friendship, a symbol of freedom. Yeah.
And it's really funny, the ultimate symbol of Americana is French, which is really funny.
If we could re-gift it, we'd probably do
it. If you could re-gift it.
I hate to say it, it's nothing against the French guys, but you know.
All of a sudden, it materialises in the centre of Iran.
We were thinking of maybe Japan.
Japan, that'd be about right. Japan already have one. Don't they have those fake islands, or was that the...
Fake island?
No, it's is that the like in Dubai, isn't it? With all the fake land-made islands that are like the various, it's like the world, but in
you
world map.
You do know where Dubai is, right?
Or somewhere near there. So somewhere around the like United Arab Emirates way, where they've got tons and tons of money. Brunei or somewhere. Everyone knows that. PM that to me as well. But, Demez, when I say PM me, do not PM me in the SMB, PM me in the chat, double click on my name, and it'll come up with its own little window. Just to do that. Or even better, hang on a minute. Respond, yeah, please. There we go. We've lit up. Yeah, so we've lit up with stuff. That's the World Islands, says Retrix. So people know what I'm talking about. Gavis, I don't think anyone would want to stamp Blake's ass with a rubber thing. Or rather, he wouldn't want them to. So Mark says he's got a French. He's got a massive baguette to get out of his way.
I
But the French says Ram. The French, no!
I know
that! There's nothing wrong with the French. Crikey, they've got the most amount of psych sites out of the UK. Oh yeah, don't think it's the US, it's the French. A big message on the Radio Redux hotline. Which probably says something really stupid. It's Urfart. Urfart says, when you guys get my Crimbo card, then you'll know what I would like for Crimbo. Good luck with the show, guys. Yeah. Anyone else would like to guess anything other than the fact that he's got boobs on this card now? But it's a big pair of...
It's got two milk jugs and it's like... Whatever.
Yes, hello to Earth Arts, who is apparently listening. He must be listening in Vija, presumably. You can but assume. Tall Panda was My Little Pony, apparently, for Christmas.
You know
Andy, why do you want My Little Pony for Christmas? Or do I not have to go into that much further? Jessica, by the way, is Echo's cousin.
Is the little animal's big head, kind of bobblehead.
Little as pet shop.
Yeah.
She wants to do that for sure.
Yeah. She's more of an animal's person. She's in a Barbie
world. In a Barbie world.
Don't start singing that or I'm gonna have it stuck in my head and I'm gonna just start singing it at random. You will regret this moment.
Okay. My Little Pony, there's no place like Ponyland. I canned it out.
It's just confusing. I don't know
where
the rest of the lyrics are
going. That's it. That's it. That's all the lyrics there are. It's a jingle. You see, I'm glad you see it. Anyway.
It's very heavy on G.
It's, I don't know why, it's Auto DJ being...
The cursed Auto DJ.
Playing Road to Win again. Why is it playing Road to Win again? What's up with you, Auto DJ?
It's on par with Chanbot. It's Auto DJ. Rise of the Machines.
Here we go, we can have some zero gravity. My auto DJ being weird, there's nothing new. Anyway. So you want a pony? You want a horsey? Yeah, you know you're not getting that, don't you? Okay, yes. How much money do I possess at the moment?
I didn't say you had to get it, I just said that's what I want.
Well, I hope you like it watching it die slowly, then. Because let's put it this way.
You're so lovely sometimes.
Well, no, because
you're
like,
so
how are we going to feed it?
You take things far too literally. You're far too British, good sir. You need to have a better sense of humor. You need to listen. You need to take that pipe out of your ass. And you need to relax, dude. If a girl says she wants a pony, it's not necessarily saying, okay, tomorrow I'm going to go out to the stables and buy her a little bastard. Alright?
Can I interrupt your pontificating there?
What's that?
To say that you need to learn that sometimes I just go with stuff like that and, you know, point out the various things because it continues the joke.
It's not a very good joke.
It's not a very good request. What do you want? Okay, Blake, what do you want for Christmas?
What's one of those things?
Sophia. Sophia.
On Echo.
You're an Echo related restraining order, so she stops harming you.
Yes. Other than a kitten.
Alright, I'll settle for a kitten. It's joint bid here. We would settle for a kitten.
A kitten.
Or even a cat, to be honest. Any old cat, you know.
Any old cat.
Any old cat. Something, you know.
You've already had one cat this year. You. This... Oh, DJ's gone nuts today. His last couple of shows have been awesome. And now today he's decided he wants to play just anything and everything in the world. Yeah.
It blames Sven. It's mad at Sven.
John
Wish.
You just want kittens, do you?
Kitty. Kitty. One kitty.
One kitty coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be a hell of a thing to bring back on the train.
I can't have a cat.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't have a cat. We can't have pets in this house.
How do you know? You never have. It's not on the leash! I checked!
No pets.
I checked.
I can barely afford you.
Well, you're paying for him too.
He pays for himself.
Sort of.
You see what I've got to put up with here? Anyway. So you want a kitty for Christmas? Are you sure it's not? Is there anything else you want?
If I honestly,
am I looking at you, Echo?
I still think that restraining order is quite good.
Yeah. All right. I'll be honest. Yeah. And now pushing it back over to you. Well, in seriousness, come on. In seriousness, there's anything you want for Christmas?
That's the one thing I would really
kitty.
Want.
You want a kitty.
I know, I'm such a lame one. You don't have to get it. People wish for some outlandish things like world peace and shit, but you don't see that come out.
Well, no. Surprisingly, if you'd have wished for world peace and I looked at you as strangely as I have looked at you, you're wanting a horse.
That's how world peace is. You check the American flag.
That's working well.
I know.
Okay. I would like peace and quiet, I think.
You're gonna get
it. I'll get your earplugs.
How about overtime? Oh, that'd be nice. Overtime. That'd be a fantastic one. For those people who you know who they are to get back to me, that'd be awesome. I'm from Japan, yeah, that'd be nice. Like 600 quid or whatever it is. I'd like that back, please, Mr. Sullivan. But yeah, is any... Ooh, there we go. Lots and lots of red. We like this. Tall Pan says, take my cat. Which I'm assuming is like the equivalent of take my wife. So, the old gag ending, take my wife. It's like, take my cat. Take my cat, no, please take it. There we go. I've overridden Auto DJ. No, I'm not asking him to take you. If you would like Echo for Christmas, let us know. Yeah, let us know and we'll call the doctor for you. It's very simple. But we'll put some nice colours in the background now. And we know the colours feel so right. JJ says, I'll take Blake, he can teach me to be a better gamer. Well, he does seem to be one of these...
Blake
seems to be one of these guys who just, like,
Blake
destroys a game in no time whatsoever and becomes a master of it, and then just like, well... Like, well, whatever.
See, I'm much more kind of. See, if people wanted to learn and be really freaking good at WoW, but nobody wants to. Except for.
As much as I hate WoW, as I've said many times before, you are actually an excellent leader of WoW.
You can teach anyone to play WoW, right?
Someone's stealing kittens, apparently. What you do. Anyway, we have an hour to go, more or less, because we're actually going to end on time. In a vague attempt to try and get things back to normal. Incidentally, I find it quite funny because T-Bird hasn't seen what is now the second post on Sonic Rex. So if you've not gone to sonicrex.com, I suggest you go there. And then just go down to the second post. I just check that out. It's quite funny. But we do have things. Shadid has this story. I have a story. I have a story. Christmas nights. Woo! Christmas 08. It was regular dinner, and after getting gifts, we thought, why not play something old? That's what you do, isn't it? Let's play something old. Out of joystick. Out of joystick. You had a joystick, I mean. And you moved it about. Happy days. We had fun replaying a joyful game, resulting in a drunk karaoke of dreams that scarred me for life. It was fun though. Drunken dreams does tend to scar people for life. Yeah, drunken singing, you know, as a general rule, it always scars everyone for life.
Miles, he can really fly. Miles, he's got a range. Miles, he's got a massive range. Get out of his way.
Yeah, that's that will scar you quite a lot. Okay. Shadid, what do you want for Christmas? Let us know. Anil Granato says, a few years ago I hoped to get a Shadow plushie, until I got an Xbox 360 when it came out of the game. I still acted like a little kid though, but deep down I wanted that Shadow plushie badly, and I still do today. So you didn't like save up. Team had finally seen the post. It all is. Oh, I hope he has seen it. Yeah. It was Blake. The eagle eyes of Blake Drogo spotted that. 2000. That was 2002. Can you imagine what it's like now? Even the main commented on it, so apparently he's a raging hussy. Echoes little snores. But yeah, Aniga Venato, or Panda Venato, whatever your damn name is. if anyone's got a spare Shadow plushie, Aniga Venato would like it for Christmas, apparently. Why is everything just falling down?
Alright. Somebody's iPod.
No, it's not mine, it's hers. Honestly. Things all over the place. Over here. Yeah. Now, if anyone's got a spare Shadow plushie, or anyone doesn't know what to get on the Eagle Venato for Christmas, it's a Shadow plushie. Sonic Mark says, every year we have a battered paper Sonic decoration taken from an STC. Years ago, the one of the Sonic 1 stock art, with a stocking hanging off his finger, a crowd his head and holding a Christmas pudding. It's basically the star on our Christmas tree. It's covered in tape. Not an interesting, really an interesting story, but it's family tradition. That's nice. I like hearing stories that's like family traditions and things like that. Admittedly, our Christmas tree has actually got a Yoshi in it at the moment. Yeah, the black Yoshi is like currently sitting in our tree. So he's doing a good job actually. It looks like he belongs. This is the rather scary thing. It does look like he should actually be there permanently. I thought it was like sticking him through the star, but yeah. What you gonna do, eh? And besides, surely it should be a Kirby hanging onto a star, as everyone knows. Swing Mark says, and for Christmas I would like more chimneys. More. What, so you can fool Santa into sort of coming down twice and giving you 2 hours of presents? Honestly, Sonic Mark. Devious, deviousness. More chimneys indeed. Pox on you and your chimneys. You haven't got chimneys, we've got chimney.
We've got a fire where a fireplace was, haven't we? We've got a
back end of fire.
That's what I
was. Well, it's because it obviously was a fireplace and not anymore. Nezu says, I want a big, fat, purple cat. Now, the trouble with those big, fat, purple cats is they tend to sort of like... They tend to start running off in search of, you know, amphibians they think are their best friends. They never spend any time with you. You find out that you'll have it at your home, it's fine, it's fishing, and then mysteriously, it'll just randomly disappear. And just run off, and just won't come back. So I sincerely insist that you microchip him, which he might be a bit upset by.
I think he microchip
steel can't. Yeah. Like that problem. Microchipping, you're making a mistake. Microchipping is not some sort of satellite tracking.
It's just
you catch it, then you scan it, then you know it's him. That's it. That's all microchipping. Because there's a lot of big purple cats like in the world, so
yeah.
You really do want to make sure that if you do, you mislay him, that he's, you know, and he's discovered that people will know it's your one, because obviously being so many purple cats, it's quite easy to misidentify. Nace says I have a pet toad, so it's okay. Yeah, but it's, you know, it's, he prefers frogs. They get really fussy.
A collar,
huh? Well, when you're living in paradise, you will be lazy. A buoy, yeah. Oh, yeah, what, a rubber ring?
Rubber ring,
that'd be a good idea. But then we like buying presents for the present.
Particularly good idea. It's like you wouldn't have a computer connected to the internet unless you had a firewall. Why would you buy a cat without a rubber ring?
Actually, it makes sense. What they should actually do, you know, they have these various adverts saying if you pay £5 a month, then Rajnoj in this small African village will be able to feed his family and send his daughter to school or something like that. What you actually need is to send a big cat. Because for just one down payment on this cat, it will feed the entire village because it fishes for you. It'll act as a distraction.
Give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day. Give him a fishing cat, he'll eat for a day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Basically, it will reduce the average IQ of your entire village by about 30 points, but it doesn't really matter. So, yeah. Of course, you've got, yeah, but I'll buy a man a fishing rod and give it to a fishing cat and he'll eat you. Unless, of course, it catches a frog. Big's actually no good at actually catching fish, is he? Because every time he catches a frog, yes.
He typically catches a frog, but he's pretty good.
And then presumably what happens is with a fish, exactly the same what happens with the frog. When he captures Froggy, that he reels the fish in and goes, I've got a fish! And then he mysteriously manages to drop it. He goes, no, Frog! No, fishy, come back! So it like swims away. So I doubt Big has ever talked about, or ever caught a proper fish in his life. Sonic Adventure indeed. Go fishing. He's got a secret life at Tesco's apparently. Yeah, he's Earth Ops supervisor. Shadow Panda overall says Blitz mispronounced pinata as panda. Meme is great. Did he really? Wow, that's impressive. That's impressive if that is true. Oh, Blitz. Retrix apparently translated "get out of his way" into Japanese and back again, but it came out as "get in the way of him." He's got a massive wretch get in the way of him. Shadow of a doubt suggests something for the Oh dear. I got a bit. Why is stuff never there when you need it? What? That's just terrible. Hang on a minute. There we go. So, actually, that does deserve this. Pinata's not a panda. What are you doing to the boy now? You shook his hand? What? Why does shaking his hand revolve in, you know... What? How does shaking his hand resolve... I can't speak anymore.
Crack something.
Stop crippling him, please. There'll be nothing left for Sophia.
This thing here.
What thing there?
Use the basic.
Yeah, please don't destroy my... thing. I should know. Destroys everything. Now it says you have to pay if he gets damaged. Yeah. Concord Panda says, I have a small but not that good story. That's not the best. That's a really good way of selling it to us. I have a small but not that good story. I suppose it's better than a long and not good story. Only that one Christmas ago when Saturn was around, there was an issue of Sega Saturn magazine with Christmas lights. So I played it, and I loved how the Hill Valley music was a cool rendition of Jingle Bells, and that was all decorated. That year put me into a really good Christmas spirit. Well, that's nice. That's nice, actually. I'm going to just line up some Christmas lights music. We had to Christmas night's music. Although Christmas night's music has mysteriously vanished.
Yay.
Okay.
Very fine, like that.
Yeah, I have to go hunting for things again. Rah, rah, rah. Etc. Rio No Panda says, so my story starts with a Christmas when I was 9 years old. For some reason I want to have the violin music in the background again. I actually put a note on there for what it is.
Yeah.
That's actually quite clever. Okay, here's the story. So my story starts with a Christmas when I was 9 years old. My family does Secret Santa, and it turns out one of my cousins got my name. So he gives the present, and it's this big box wrapped in gold wrapping paper. So I begin unwrapping it, and inside is another box. I open it, and there is another box. And there is another box. I open the box, and would you know it, there's another box. Up to five other boxes, I see a Dreamcast disc case, and I see
the end.
I see a story that comes to the end a bit too quickly, I think. I think I'm going to have a guess that it actually shows that he got a Dreamcast. Because that would make much more sense, I guess, than just going, suddenly I see. Unless, of course, unless you're Katie Tunstall, yeah. So, yes. And then he saw! Yeah. That. That. Oh, dear. There was a box. And inside the Dreamcast case, there was a box! And then there was a box! Yeah. Actually, that would make more sense, that story, if there were... It was, oh, I closed it now. That's a shame. And inside there was a... And inside that there was a... I unwrapped that and there was a... Before it was revealed to be a... And inside there was another... And then there was a...
Laser!
And then I was happy. In fact, I was so happy I... In midair. Before bouncing up and down, taking off like a...
Rocket!
And it all made sense to me. In fact, I was fit to...
Burst!
There we go. And but then, unfortunately, I found another... Inside the... Which was not a...
Laser!
But in fact, another... And then it just became terrible. Yeah, every story, as I said before, every story and every song is made better by the colours call out. I still need like Frenzy and something like that. I don't know if anyone's got that. If anyone's able to successfully rip that out. I haven't got Frenzy. I think Wound ripped these, or somebody ripped these. I know, cause they got sent my way, but Frenzy wasn't among them. Burst Cube, Drill, Hover, Laser, Rocket, and Spike.
Spike!
So we've got those. We don't have Frenzy. I'm sure there's probably another one that I don't have as well. Void, generally, I don't have. But yeah, so we got 8 out of 10. So yeah, Void and Frenzy. No, 7 out of 10. There's another one missing. What's the other one missing? There's another one missing. I'm not sure what it is. What is the other whiz? Damn it! What's the power?
I don't know.
Hover.
Spikes.
Cube. Oh no, there's ten wisps, but not 10 powers. There's 10 wisps, so there's the white one that does nothing. It's like exist, which is what apparently it does. Curly. It makes it talks a lot. Gift of Gab. You have unlocked... That's what you get if it was pointed to the 360. It's like, you have unlocked Gift of Gab. You have talked to Yakka for the first time. Boy, really poor about Yakka. Yakka's fine. He gets to go off and be with his people again. With now the bit... Despite the fact that he's a mutant anyway, because he's the only white wisp with a bit of curly hair. He's always this one-off wisp.
Set apart.
Yeah. There once was an ugly wisp.
Slightly different.
Yeah, slightly different.
And a bit of a lisp.
There was a wisp. If a wisp has a lisp, what does it say? Scube! Shay! Shovers! I don't know. All wisps are then voiced by the goat from Winnie the Pooh. Say! Saberpilot, another canine. Saberpilot says, I remember getting the NES for Christmas. It was amazing. Mum and Dad had brought it with Mario Bros. 1 for the whole family. My older brother and I played it for hours on our little physical Switch television. We had a hard time figuring out how to put it together, too, as it had all the old AV cables. My parents sold it years later, but I bought myself another NES about 3 years ago. And I sent it to the wrong person, apparently, sorry. What? No, you sent it to the right person. And the nice thing about that Christmas gift, my brother was 6 years older than me. It was one of the few things we were able to bond over. Little sisters and older teenage brothers have little in common after all. That's nice. That's really nice though. I'd like a new job and to be with my fiancé for Christmas. Sonic Racer, I'd love a copy of Colours. So if it says. Oh, that's nice. We all like a new job, really. Yeah. A job from what you're currently doing, that would be... Yeah, I think we all want that for you, mate. You could do with a new job. If you do have a new job, let me know. It was a box. Every show needs more buttons, a shadow of a doubt. Alex Way says that was the best Christmas story. Any more cube stories? I hope someone records it. Yeah, no, we're recording this, don't worry. You with the power called Fail. Fail! No, the drills weren't involved. Yeah, the drills weren't involved. Hogfather's, yeah, Hogfather does have a long story. Summarise it. Can we summarise this story? Okay, I can summarise the story in, this.
Bonk!
There we go, that's the summary of the entire story. And you'll have to figure out what actually happened. Dark Overall says, for Christmas in 1995, I got Sonic 3 off my uncle. It's better than the cold, I guess. He was meant to give me this in July 2000. What? Okay. For Christmas in 1995, I got Sonic 3 off my uncle, who was meant to give me this in July 2005. What? So he was meant to give it to you 10 years later, and you got it 10 years early. What? All my other Christmas presents took lower priority than my mum dragged me to my grandma's, where I was pretty sure that was the year my grandma kept slipping me moonshine, which was when I was six. I was an alcoholic, whoops. It was a fun Christmas, and my others were much less exciting than this. I still want to know why you had... You were upset because you had to wait. You got it 10 years early. What kind of deal is it? Where you get your game 10 years late? I'll give it to you, but you'll have to wait 10 years. That's just not very nice. Hulk Puffix, AK, should read it because it's quite good. Of course, I'm going to read it. I'm going to read after a piece of music, though. Half an hour left. While we figure out exactly why 10 years Dark Overall had to wait. Sonic 3 wasn't supposed to be released until 2005. Yeah, that makes sense. Gabby would like me to send me Wisps Ra.
Wisp-ra.
Go, wisps, wisp-ra. Let's dancing, let's shooting, wispy ooh-la-la, yeah. Ooh-la-la! And dances. Choo-choo-choo. Everything, the timeline went weird. They broke the deal. Oh dear. Okay, well, let's see what the dreaded Auto DJ has for us. It's Sonic Boom. We'll be back after this with more stories, including Hogfathers. Blake's got a drink. Yeah, I do a giant bottle of Lucozade next to me. I've started working on Summer of Sonic, so that kind of goes hand in hand. Keep yourself alive. Don't get into a
frenzy!
Or you'll be lost in
Boys!
The. There you go. We have them now. We have the entire family. Yeah.
What?
Sometimes I wish I had a family of wisps. I have no idea what she's doing, guys, so. Damn Hedges, I'm Dutch. Interesting, huh? Not if you're Dutch already. Okay. Hogfather says, so back in 1992, my parents secretly entered a competition that was run by Sega London. Prize was a bunch of mini prizes like pin badges and so on, patched in Tasmania devil bone shaped pens. few other small videos. Anyway, I won it and they kept it for Christmas. When I got my presents, it was a really big surprise and the pins looked great because they were awesome, like doing his pose and tail stuff with it too. Well, to this day, I still have the package that it came in and all the prizes. However, I've started collecting Sonic pin badges. I discovered that one of the pins I won has never been released. In fact, nobody's ever seen it before. I'm quite sure it's either a prototype or one of a kind thing. However, over the years, I've lost the cover letter that came with it, so I can't send a thank you to whoever it was that picked out my entry instead of what turned out to be a very special prize. I have no idea who this person was, but she worked at Sega London in 1992 and was responsible for the prizes. If they're listening, thank you for making my 1992 Christmas and for making my pin collection extremely special indeed, since it turned into something utterly grand. And that's my story. I'm pretty much guarantee, unfortunately, that that person is not working for Sega anymore. Not a chance, sadly, but great.
That is a great story.
Ryo Nakagi says the following. It looks like Dreadnax has fallen into the...
Boy!
Yes, I'm sure he has. No, there wasn't one. Because his car's broken down in the middle of nowhere. I was known as the place where he lives.
Ah,
dear. Are you trying to eat his ear? Don't eat his ear. Ryan might be pleased if you eat his ear.
He's got another one.
He's got another one. Well, that's no good. That's no good, kids. You eat my ear instead. If you're hungry, why don't you cook us all something that we can all enjoy together?
The official
response.
It's been your official response all week.
Ram the Dragon says, I heard you like Christmas. I think that's supposed to be anecdotes. It's like acne dotes. I hear you like Christmas acne dotes.
Could have been worse. It's been acne dotes.
Acne dotes, yeah.
The ones that blow up in your face.
Ram E. Coyote. So here goes nothing. For one, I have more than once spent my Christmas on a freaking swimming pool and in a beach. Surely it should be in a freaking swimming pool and on a beach. Because unless you like walk, unless Ram's apparently able to walk on water.
Yeah, there you go.
And you know, the... Oh dear lord, that makes you Mary Magdalene. I hate to tell you this. Apparently, Ram has special abilities, including the ability to
drill
into, you know, sand. Oh yeah, did somebody bury you alive, Ram? That sounds unfortunate. You never had the pleasure, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Of drilling yourself into a beach.
Yep.
No, it takes all sorts. Especially licorice ones. Oh ho!
What?
I'll keep up, Jay.
What?
Never mind. But there's never time for gaming because of bore chores. And I never did get any games either, only clothes. If I really had to think of a holiday anecdote consisting of gaming slash nothing related things, it'd be all the shirts you've sent me over. A time that I always forget not to open before Christmas. Yes.
There
are those.
The only one with that
problem. Yeah, Echo's like this for Christmas. Oh, fantastic! Rip, open. Oh, he's got me this for Christmas. Yes, it was for Christmas! Why did you wait? It says not to open it!
Did not say not to open it.
Ram says it's a package, opens, no, I want it now.
Just women and girls in general have this problem. You've got no patience whatsoever.
You have got to be something, I will have the benefit of it now.
Hang candles.
Four, or just one?
Four candles.
It's terrible. Look, they're all terrible. Ram says, I heard that. Well, good, that means you're listening. Hogfather says, please let my story. Here's the story again. Yeah, I've done it.
Yeah.
Alright, done it. Where did Dreadnought learn to drive? A farm?
Probably.
I've not seen his car. It could well be a tractor. Dryer.
Combine harvester.
What? Dread's got a brand new combine harvester and he'll show you the key. Into. John Deere. A John Deere, it's gonna be Sven Jocelyn. Van Pans is cube plus cube plus cube equals spike. So presumably we should do like some, we should come up with some
Adam
sort of sonic color related algebra. We need to get through these stories and start doing them. Retrix confirms that the World Islands are indeed in Dubai. Thanks for that. AK, I was wondering if I could, how I go about making a slick podcast. Well, you need a recording software basically, and then you can do your own thing. And presumably you need some hosting, sometimes to post it. If you're interested in, if you're serious in learning to do one, maybe say Slick Radio would be. Talk to whoever's in charge of Sega. I've got no idea who's in charge of Sega Sonic Radio anymore. It could be anyone. Probably. No, no idea. I'll get AK to reach your intake mutation quota for the day. I insist. Have a little chat on that. Does Sonic Rex have a Facebook? No, it does not. It's one of the few sites that doesn't have a Facebook now. Emerald Coast has a Facebook. Hogfather says Mike Pollock is in charge of SSR. As I said at the time, why don't we have Mike Pollock organise Summer of Sonic and then I'll be the guest? How about that? That makes things a lot easier. Tallpan91 says, you don't want to know.
Why? Please to go on and tell us.
Yeah. Actually, Jay, do you want to read that out?
Which one?
Well, read out Tallpan91's one.
I remember when my dad got me a Nintendo 64 for Christmas. I was 6 at the time and I got 2 games. And one of them was called.
Are you sure it was called that? Stop foot!
It's called I'm a Little Hawk! Called Extreme G. It's a classic game. Anyway, I was playing it for 3 hours and then my grand went to play and have a go as well. So we faced each other and in the first race you see. And I played for 3 hours, she didn't know how to play. Video games.
Question, yeah. Blake, do you still have the lyrics to the song that we made during the World Cup, if you know what I mean?
I'm not sure, I'm not gonna look.
That sounds like a Rex Factor entry.
No.
I long for my children, but I have to wait to
act. So you're not doing the words of Three Lions to. I don't know. Could be something underground, actually, isn't it? Three Lions on a shirt. Three Lions on a shirt. Thirty years of hurt. Voluptuous Spy says, I'd kill for a Rouge plush, even if it was a custom one. If anyone makes plushies, ask, get in contact with Voluptuous Spy. Otherwise, there's nothing really I can think of that I'd want for Christmas aside from money for new cosplays. Either that or win the lottery so I can help my family pay off debt. I've most of what I want right now. And my small part-time job gives me just enough to get me what I need. I just realised I think I've been sending this to the wrong person. Why is everyone like convinced they've been sending the message to the wrong person? You have been sending it to the right person, don't worry. Gabby says, Okay, here's an embarrassing one. I cried when my parents played a joke on me. I was expecting a Sega Saturn and bought Sonic R about 3 to 4 weeks in advance in massive anticipation. Christmas comes along and I don't have a Saturn. I decided to hold the Saturn back until last to see what my reaction would be when I realised I hadn't got one. Cue hysteric crying. They found it funny, I didn't. They tried the same stunt when I was expecting a Dreamcast a couple of years later but was wise to it that time. Actually, I've got a similar story to that. When I was getting my Game Gear, I went to what was then the Electronics Boutique in Eastbourne, which has since become a game. It was not long after EB opened there, and even EB like really came to this country properly. And we were like there, and they were asking me, like, what do you want for Christmas? Do you want a Game Boy, or do you want a Game Gear? And I chose a Game Gear. Well, A, because it was in colour, and Game Boy was crap. And it had Sonic on it, and I just preferred Sonic to the other stuff. So, Rudolph had arrived or something. But yeah. they did that. They did exactly the same thing. I was there when they bought it, and I saw the fact that they bought it, and the bag was about as transparent as a piece of tracing paper, so you can see all the way through the bag. Like, is there awesome? I knew it was there. I knew they bought it. And come Christmas Day, it was, you know, I went for all the presents and it wasn't there. It hadn't turned up. So I genuinely thought my parents had actually taken it back and changed their mind and taken it back. Bear in mind that they knew that I knew that they'd bought it, but they'd actually taken it back. And it was about 2 hours later, after I sort of made a bit of a remark, like, oh well, it's a shame we didn't get anything like that, when they actually remembered. So they put it on like the top cover, like, to get it out of the way, and they forgot. They forgot the main present. They forgot. They genuinely forgot it, and they just left me feeling like I've been some sort of terrible son. And they'd actually take that back.
Don't kid yourself. You were terrible.
Oh, thank you.
Don't worry, I didn't.
Says the person who knows all about my childhood. Apparently.
I know enough. It's nothing.
Yeah, you know enough that apparently I was a terrible child.
You ain't been like that.
What?
Tifa says my Dreamcast was hidden. I think that's some sort of spy keyword. The Dreamcast is hidden.
And I checked. So I knew I was going to get Game Boy and the Pokemon. And I gave, and he will deny this to this day, I gave my brother the blue cartridge because I had both cartridges. I didn't want both cartridges. He had blue, I had red. And that sucker got left in an Arizona airport under his seat. So whoever got that, congrats.
Hulk Farmer says, last year I brought the Sonic Underground box set for Christmas. The walls of reality faded away and a sign sent him said, trophy unlocked. Shadow Panda says a link, which I'm guessing is the announcer stuff. I'm guessing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. I haven't got the ultimate color power one, or whatever it is. That's next one. Ultimate Color Power! Whatever it was. Ultimate something. Maria No Pan says, I'll send it again if you want. B-Manda says, I'm just getting those random links now.
Pointy wisps.
Oh, that's all of them. Awesome. Thanks. Thanks to everyone who actually sent me those then. Shadow Bell says, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, how do you rank Sonic Colours? So that's a general question, I think.
Is that a general question? Sonic Colours?
9. 9 from you. Actually, we're still going to get your Colours thing. Actually, still going to get your Colours thing as well. You don't get like Colours DS that much. Colours for Colours DS for 6 at the moment. And I look forward to seeing all of you. and Sonic. Which will never see the light of day. You have to agree with that. Should I just get someone else to do it? Story will never be heard. Apparently. Tima says the pig is in the poke. Goldilocks eating the porridge. Lacey Bates says we're gonna reach for the cube. Ram wants to hug me apparently. Kankle Pan says, hey Kev. Kankle Pan, actually that was one of the things I was going to do. But yeah, that's going to be for next week's one. I've got to pick out winners at some point soon for the couple of things we've had. But yeah, that's one of them. Trevor says, okay, give Ram a virtual hug. I give him virtual hugs all the time. Paul Flavis says, is it bad when I play Spring Yards and rescue the chickens? I have a sudden urge to go to KFC. Really? KFC is good. You're making me hungry for KFC now. Damn you. You see the price and you go, oh, I can go there. I have a story about a dragon. Okay, I'm assuming I've got to do this with the sound effects. Oh, that's nice.
No, you won't be able to see it. Minimize the sound. Again. There we go.
Right, this is going to be very difficult to do then. I know, but there's a story that Anil Gavinato's wrote. Written, rather, I should say. I have a story about a dragon. Oh god, this is good. I have a story about a dragon who was in a waiting for hedgehog to see her. When they finally met, oh good god, Echo walked in on a lot of
drill. Frenzy.
God, why is he always gonna be on the opposite page?
Laser drill.
Oh, you get the gist. Drill frenzy laser burst. Okay. This is very wrong on Yung Panato. Never send me a post again.
So much for your story,
jerk. I'm gonna go with you on that one. Yes, ma'am! God's sake! Zima says, I remember when I got a Sega Game Gear for Christmas, but I didn't like how the original Game Boy wasn't colour. I still have it sitting around. What, you have a Game Gear that still works? Wow. My first Game Gear, broke within the space of an hour on Christmas Day. No, one of the pins was all screwy. Everyone's like, so anyway, I guarantee you we don't have 122 listeners now. That's for damn sure. We've got 24 Radio Sega at the moment, and we currently have 80 listeners on this R, so we've actually still got over 100 people listening in. Coming up next, because we're at the end of the show, thank you all for your Christmas stories and craziness and general reach for the laser wonderment. Coming up next is, well, it's a random hour with some more Radio Sega hanging on, I think it's Gabby, isn't it? Gabby and lots of other people with the random hour. But yes, that's the end of our show. Almost 2 hours. We're gonna finish on time. Yay, etc. Hulk Hogwarts, has anyone seen Jada, which is still stuck in the ice cap zone? A fuel cap zone, might be. Yeah, Radio Sega Crew. It is confirmed. Radio Sega's Random Hour Special. But yeah, what we're gonna have? We're gonna end up. What was the Sonic Colors end theme?
Which one?
The actual vocal theme. What's it called? I can't remember. Oh, there you go, Speak With Your Heart. We'll have that instead. That'll end us. It'll end us all. It will just end us all.
Pretty much, yeah.
So, from me, I'll change UK. I'm going to hand over to the wonders of Cash Cash. But I've been Outchange UK.
I've been Blink Drinker.
And we will see you next week. We've only got like a handful of shows left this year before it's the end of all things. The end of season 5 anyway. See you next week, boys and girls. Whatever, here's Cash Cash.
Now we're side by side, this is me. I knew all along we'd find some way to communicate.
Anyone else think these guys need like some decongestants or something? I'm sorry, I got to interrupt for this. Gavi, they could do with some talent! Yeah, you're the one who said it, not me.